This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. When your business or organization needs to conduct a staff retreat, where do you go? Sometimes groups leave their town to go to a bigger city with lots of venue choices. Today we'll meet an extension district whose staff chose to go in the opposite direction. They are choosing to hold their retreats in the smaller towns within their counties. It's today's Kansas Profile. Donna Krug is the district director for the K-State Research and Extension Cottonwood District, comprised of Barton and Ellis counties. She also serves as a family and consumer sciences agent for the district. Donna grew up on a farm near Washington, Kansas. After graduating from K-State, she became a 4-H agent in Texas, where her future husband John was attending chiropractic school. They married and came back to Kansas, where Donna became the family and consumer sciences agent in Barton County. John was a chiropractor in Great Bend for 32 years. As an extension agent, I do a lot of health and wellness and nutrition classes, Donna said. I like sharing my knowledge on health and wellness, and I love the people who come to learn, she said. She enjoys teaching Stay Strong, Stay Healthy workshops and has developed 10 family and consumer sciences fact sheets focused on health and nutrition. She's now teaching a sauerkraut making class. I recently did a fact sheet on taking a new look at fermented foods, Donna said. I shared it at a national meeting. The folks at Iowa State called and want me to come present it there, she said. In 2017, Barton and Ellis counties joined together to form the Cottonwood Extension District, and Donna became director. When county staffs join together as a new team, planning becomes especially important. Donna recognized the need for a staff planning retreat and had a creative idea about where to conduct it. So many of our activities take place in Hays or Great Bend, she said. Why not go to the outlying communities? I thought it would be good to reach out to the smaller towns in our counties, she said. In the years since, the Cottonwood District has held its semi-annual retreats in rural communities such as Hoisington, population 2,699, Ellenwood, population 2,131, Ellis, population 1,958, Claflin, population 645, and Catherine, including the surrounding area, population 113 people. Now that's rural. I reach out to the staff members who live in those areas and ask them to take the lead in planning those retreats, Donna said. Such retreats typically involve a tour, meal, or fun activity, plus a couple of hours of strategic program planning. Our 4-H agent, Michelle Barron, lives near Claflin, Donna said. She arranged for us to meet at the library and then walk to the pizza parlor, Donna said. In Ellenwood, they learned about the Strengths Finders program and toured the underground tunnels downtown. At Ellis, they visited a makerspace. Our office professional in Hays, Teresa Meiss, lives near Catherine, Donna said. She arranged for us to meet there and tour her beautiful church, and we also tried painting barn quilts, Donna said. The retreat provides an opportunity for agents and staff to discuss program direction and practice staff development. I always try to keep us focused on our mission statement, Donna said. At one meeting, I used Bill Snyder's book on 16 Goals for Success, and we shared how we could apply those to our work, she said. She also organizes a joint meeting of extension program development committees in both Barton and Ellis counties. We share a meal, go over shared topics, and then break into our program development committees, she said. When your business or organization needs to conduct a staff retreat, where do you go? We're thankful that Donna Krug and the K-State Research and Extension Cottonwood District chose to make a difference by reaching out to the smaller communities in their counties. As Donna said, it validates that every community and every person is important. And there's more. Donna played a pivotal role in rerouting a national bicycle trail to her hometown of Great Bend. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.